Put down some Scott's Tough Builder lawn food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Good morning. It's 10:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. KSL's top local story this hour is a developing story. Shots were fired, a man is dead, and a suspect is being sought this morning. The shooting occurred at about 1:15 a.m. at a Maverick store on Redwood Road, where Salt Lake City fire personnel pronounced the victim dead on the scene.
When officers arrived, they found the victim on the north side of the road. He had been shot once. We've identified that victim as Sione Fakatufafita of West Valley City.
Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Carl Moreno also says witnesses observed the suspect as he fled on foot and was nearly hit by a car. Moreno says police would like to talk to the driver of that car in order to gather more information to help solve this morning's murder. Like I said, about 1:15 this morning at a Maverick on Redwood Road. The aftermath of the Kennecott Bingham Canyon slide provides a learning tool for U of U research scientist Catherine Whidden and her colleagues.
It's really interesting to us as scientists, and this is something that we'll be studying for a while.
The slide produced a reading equal to a 2.4 magnitude earthquake on the university's seismograph station. Operations at the mine are on hold pending an investigation and cleanup. What about the officers found to apparently be involved in wrongdoing, according to an internal investigation of West Valley City's narcotics unit? Well, they may lose their jobs, but defense attorney Greg Scorta says it's unlikely they will end up in criminal or civil trouble.
You know, you can't excuse what happened, and I understand that, but to say that this is something that is specific to that department, that is unique to that department, that is more pervasive in that department than any other is absolutely wrong.
Scortis isn't involved in the issue, but he believes sometimes hard police work can get messy. Coming up on KSL News Radio, some clouds out there. It's warm right now. What about tonight and tomorrow? Forecast on the way. KSL News Time, 10:05.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda.
We're really trying to encourage people to get on and off at all of the stations to see what North Temple kind of has to offer.
5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
I'm back with Greg at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. It's my first stop of the spring to help take care of what Mother Nature has left behind after a long, hard winter. And Greg, we start with Replenish Compost.
It's a very versatile material, low in salts, high in microorganisms and nutrients. A great product for either a top dressing or a soil amendment.
And while they're here picking up their Replenish, there are 18 other great products also available.
We have five different varieties of natural bark. We have the colored wood mulches, two premium soils that are just excellent to plant directly into. We also carry the Ulite products and Nutribulch.
And of course, they can buy it in bulk, bag, or you'll blow it right in.
Our blower truck service is a great way to put a lot of material down quick, save your back, and get you out of the wheelbarrow shovel routine.
Get your yard and garden off to a great start to the growing season by coming to Replenish, 4660 South, 200 West in Murray. Call 262-5142 or check them out online at replenishcompost.com. It's good stuff.
Analysis in the morning with Doug Wright. News from the web in the afternoon on the browser. Nightside all night long. Listen each time you hit the car to KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Don't see any problems on the freeways and surface streets on the I-15. It's about 18 minutes as you make your way southbound from Kaysville or northbound from the point of the mountain. Today, pretty nice day. Just a little cloudy, but 65 the high. Tonight, some possible showers moving in. 36 tomorrow, colder, 49, maybe a shower tomorrow night. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. In Salt Lake, 58 degrees at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Seen the sky so blue, with birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now. My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The K. KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
And welcome back. Nice to have you here as we head into the final hour of the KSL Greenhouse today, live from Home Depot and Container Fest. They'll be at it till 2 this afternoon. Tim Hughes, Tom Bettis, and some of those clouds, it looks to the west anyway, like we might get a little break in it sometime this afternoon. I know temperature-wise, we were looking for a high today in the 60s.
Oh, I'm still waiting for it. It seems to have gotten colder since we started.
It's just that breeze coming out of the south. If the wind had slowed down, I think we'd be just fine. But it's that wind that's bringing in some rain, it looks like, on Monday. Dan was telling you about there in the forecast. And it's nice to have you listening and calling today. I know that Susan, Patrick, and Larry were on the line just before we got to the top of the hour. And matter of fact, let's go right to the phones here. Brian is inside for a minute, so when he comes back out, we'll talk more about this Container Fest. But in the meantime, let's clear some phone calls. Susan, are you with us there in Bountiful? If you are, welcome in.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. My question is our garden is covered like a green carpet with kind of a viney, type plant that's, my husband calls them rhinoceros thorns. So the question is do we rototill those under like we have in the past, or should we treat them with some kind of a, I don't know, get rid of thorn plant stuff, and then rototill?
Are the plants present now?
Yes, it's green, just like
it's
a carpet.
It's green. Have they had yellow flowers on them?
I don't know about yellow flowers.
I suspect if you have thorny plants out there, and especially if it's a type of thorns that would stick in an animal's fur or get intertwined in socks, it's probably burr buttercup.
Okay.
And at this point, if you can cultivate your soil without damaging it too much, if it's too wet, don't till. But those are an annual, and if you can till them under before they set seed, you'll go a long way to reducing their numbers for next year.
Okay, so not treat it with any kind of poison or whatever. Till
you could put a glyphosate-type product, a Roundup-type product on there. As long as we're going to staying above 50, 55 degrees, it'll eventually kill them. The thing you need to watch for is if you get a bunch of flowers that are able to set seed, those seed may mature before the Roundup does its job.
Oh, and then if we do Roundup, we'd still be okay, though, to plant vegetables, right?
Yes, the glyphosate, the active ingredient, does not stay active in the soil for more than a week or so. If you read most of those labels, it'll say wait about a week before you replant, so you should be fine.
Okay, so if there's flowers, put the Roundup on, then till. If there's no flowers, we can till right now.
Well, till either way if you can. If the soil's too wet to till, then you might try some Roundup. But don't do both, because if you spray and then till the plants up, it doesn't really, it made the Roundup not effective.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Susan. We appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, that burr buttercup, if you don't get control of it, man, it takes over a space in a big hurry.
It does. It's very prolific, and it's one of these weeds. When I was growing up, I never saw it, and then I get home from a mission, and my dad has it all over his garden, and it moved in very quickly.
Yeah. I know in my daughter's neighborhood, there are entire parking strips that have been taken over by it. And it's one thing when it's green, but boy, when those things dry up, they are into everything.
And they are. I see it in animals.
Kids playing in the neighborhood.
Yes. Feet, hands, fur, it doesn't matter. They're pretty nasty.
Yeah. All right. Brian's back with us. Brian Lloyd from Olson's Greenhouse. We didn't talk a lot at the top of the show, Brian, but it's worth mentioning all the time about the relationship with Olson's and Home Depot. It's really quite an honor for you, I know, but also for the state of Utah, for you guys to be recognized in such a way to be a provider of all these plants.
Yeah, we're proud of our Home Depot business. You know, we've been in business. I'm part of the family. It's a fourth generation business now. Started back in the 40s, and we've been with Home Depot since they moved into the state, and we appreciate that relationship. A lot of our plants move out through these Home Depots.
Did the greenhouse area grow because of that partnership? I mean,
yeah.
It must have been a huge growth over a couple of years' time.
Every time they add a store, we need to expand our operations. Yes, each one of these stores takes a lot of greenhouse plants.
So do you have a lot of land you can keep expanding on?
We do.
Out there?
We still have some room. You know, we've got 70 acres, and we've got several locations. We just opened another location up in Boise. We're constantly growing. But yeah, there's still land available, luckily.
Explain to me the relationship then, and I know we go through this every year, with Proven Winners and how they fit into all of this.
You know, we're a contract grower for the Proven Winners brand name. Proven Winners is a worldwide brand.
And it's another Utah startup, right? I mean,
it is, yeah. Proven Winners was started by John Rader, who has roots back at BYU and grew up here in Utah and still has a home here. And we get together with John every year. He couldn't be here today because he's got a wedding. His oldest daughter, or one of his daughters, is getting married today.
Oh, great.
But normally John comes out with us. We grow a lot of Proven Winter plants and distribute through these Home Depots.
I know one of Larry and I's bucket list things was to someday go to John's place and do a broadcast from Proven Winters just to see, what his place looks like. And is that California? It's California.
He's in Encinitas, California, or Bonsall, right outside Encinitas, and his gardens are amazing. They're so beautiful. That's why I use Proven Winter plants in my yard, for sure.
Well, and the great thing, and the reason we go through the time to explain all of that, is that then when you come to Home Depot to get your flowers, like we hope you'll do today for Container Fest, you can be assured that these things are going to give you the best opportunity to grow wherever you put them, in your yard or in your container.
Proven Winners plants and all the plants that we sell, you know, everything that we sell through the Home Depot are good varieties for our climate. We spend a lot of time selecting the right right plants that will do well here. And not only that, they're grown here, so they're acclimated. You know, Tom talked a little bit earlier in the program about how hardy things are when they're locally grown.
Right.
And everything we do comes from Salem and Santa Quinn, Utah.
Which is fantastic. And we're big promoters of things grown and made here in Utah. And Olson's is a perfect example of that. And you can get those beautiful flowers put into a beautiful design today at Container Fest, happening at any Home Depot location. And I'll remind everybody again, not just here along the Wasatch Front, but in my old stomping grounds of Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Twin Falls, Home Depot's up there participating, and all the way down to Cedar City.
Cedar City, Park City, Tooele, anywhere along the Wasatch Front, too.
Container Fest till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Bring in a pot if you've got a favorite one or a hanging basket that you sort of recycle year after year. They'll give you the Scott soil for free, and then you pick up the flowers that you want in that pot, and they'll actually help you design it. Or, I really like this idea, and I know I keep talking about it, but these recipes that are available to you that show what the basket will look like eventually. And just like the old paint-by-numbers thing, it'll show you with a numbered particular flower and a placement in the pot. And if you design it just like that, water it and fertilize it properly, voila.
Perfect.
Yeah, so Container Fest, don't miss out today, going on until 2 this afternoon. Let's squeeze another phone call in here from Patrick. Patrick, where are you calling from?
West Jordan.
All right, go ahead. You're not too far from us. What's your question?
We just recently bought a home, and the backyard, there's just patches where the lawn has just been decimated all the way down to the ground. And I've been doing some research since we moved in, and I finally narrowed it down. I think it's from not cleaning up after the dog, based on looking at research. I was just wondering, I have another section of lawn that I'm going to rip out to put in a garden. I was wondering if I could use pieces of that just to patch, kind of patch these holes, or if I needed to treat the soil or something first, or what the best way just to get rid of these dead patches is.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
It sounds like a good idea. The first thing I would do is soil test, get a couple of samples, log on to usual.usu.edu and download some instructions on what to do. And then you can mail those soil samples up to Logan. And for $14 a test, they can tell you if that soil might still be excessively salty if it's from the dog damage. And as long as it's not salty, then you can go ahead and move that sod. Make sure and get an inch or two of roots underneath, and then just put it where you want once you know that the soil is not excessively salty.
Okay, and then one more quick question. I've heard a lot about, deep root training your lawn, but I've never found a good resource on how to do that. I was wondering if you had any insight on how you you begin that procedure.
It's something that you do over a period of months, and so the spring's a great time to do that because there's already moisture in the soil. And what you're going to do, how often have you normally watered in the past?
We moved in the end of August, and so I didn't water a lot, but I did it, I think, every 3 days.
That's already a pretty good stretch without water. You could maybe go a little bit longer, depending on the soil, you know, twice or once a week, once a week in a good loam, twice a week in maybe a little bit sandier soil. But what you would do is start out maybe watering 2 times a week for a half hour to 40 minutes to make sure that the key to this is to get that water 6 inches to a foot deep on every irrigation. Let the soil dry out, not bone dry, but get it to the point that it's on the drier side, and then water again deeply. And as you keep doing that, you can cut back to once or twice a week, but you're going to have to flush water down about a foot when you do irrigate.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. And if it's a female dog, it's likely that that is the problem in the backyard.
It is. I've even seen male dogs cause some damage, but the females are far worse.
And the bottom line is, if you're not going to confine that animal or give that dog some space to do its duty in and create that hardscape area for the dog itself, you're just going to deal with that probably forever.
Yes, as long as you have a pet, and if it doesn't have a trained area to go to the bathroom, that is just one of the parts of having a dog.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. I think Larry's still on the line with us. If he is, we'll take his call on the other side of this break. If not, we'll take yours. So get on the phone right now with us in Salt Lake City at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Great time to do it. We've got lines open. Down in Utah County, toll-free 470-5751. Davis in Weber County, 670-5751. The Greenhouse, live today at Container Fest. We're at the Riverton location of Home Depot. That's 134 South, just off Bangor Highway.
Attention anyone 55 and older, including Medicare recipients. Do you or someone you know suffer from arthritis pain or wake up with stiff, sore knees? Do your knees hurt when you go up and down stairs? And are you unable to enjoy activities you've always loved to do? Have you been told or feel like knee replacement surgery is in your future and you're tired of living with the pain? If so, there's good news for you. You could be a candidate for non-surgical FDA-approved knee rehabilitation program that works and will help you. Their safe and effective treatment can help you live a normal, healthy, and active lifestyle again and start enjoying the things you love. Call to find out more about improving your life. Call Maplewood Medical Group at 801-268-2929 for the location nearest you. That's 801-268-2929. Or you can find them on the web at maplewoodmedical.com. Get out of pain and start enjoying your life again. Call now. Maplewood Medical Group, 801-268-2929.
Build, buy, or refinance with a home loan from Cypress Credit Union. We make owning a home easy with low rates and fees on mortgage and construction loans. Whether you want to buy an existing home, build a new home, or refinance, we're your neighborhood mortgage lender. For 85 years, Cypress Credit Union has helped hardworking Utahns finance the homes of their dreams. Our lending decisions are made locally and benefit you with low rates, quick closings, and great service on mortgage and construction loans. If you're looking to build or buy a home, get pre-approved at cypresscu.com before you start to shop. Our experienced mortgage advisors and wide array of financing options make it easy to build, buy, or refinance. Apply online at cypresscu.com, call 260-7600, or visit one of our 16 branch locations. Cypress Credit Union, your neighborhood mortgage lender.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Confidence. That's what you'll feel when you buy a new Subaru at Doug Smith Subaru. Confidence that every Subaru has received the highest safety rating from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Confidence that Doug Smith Subaru is the highest rated Subaru dealership for customer satisfaction in Utah, based on Subaru of America's Owner Loyalty Program dealer ranking for fourth quarter 2012. Doug Smith Subaru, exit 278 in American Fork, online at DougSmithSubaru.com.
Hey, Doug.
At Doug Smith Subaru, we we believe you should get more for less. Lease a new 2013 Legacy 2.5i for just $189 a month with only $999 due at signing. No security deposit, just payment and tax for 42 months, 10,000 miles per year. At Doug Smith Subaru, you get free two-year maintenance at Utah's highest-rated dealer for customer satisfaction. Based on Subaru of America's Owner Loyalty Program dealer ranking for fourth quarter 2012. Doug Smith Subaru, exit 278 in American Fork.
Hey, Doug.
You could buy a spa that does not have jetpacks, but why would you? Bullfrog spas are the only hot tubs with jetpacks. You can totally customize your spa. You could even change out a jetpack in the future if your needs change. And with the new 2013 models, the jetpacks are easier to change and the spas are even more energy efficient. There's no wood in Bullfrog spas, so they just last longer. With so many reasons to buy a Bullfrog spa, why would you buy anything else? Now is the perfect time to buy during Bullfrog's anniversary sale. To celebrate 17 years of helping people relax, Bullfrog will pay your sales tax if you buy your new spa by this Saturday. That's right, you'll save thousands when you buy factory direct and relax. Bullfrog will pay your sales tax. Visit any Factory Direct location in Orem, Bluffdale, Salt Lake, Layton, and North Ogden. Or the local Bullfrog Spa site at frogjello.com. Bullfrog Spas, powered by jetpacks. The sale ends Saturday.
Hi, this is Jamie Dury for Proven Winners. Did you know for 20 years, the folks at Proven Winners have been guided by an indisputable fact? A better garden starts with a better plant. Sound simple? It is. Proven Winners last longer, bloom longer, and they're more beautiful. Plus, they stand up to just about anything your crazy Salt Lake City weather can throw at them. Those white-branded Proven Winners containers and plant tags are our assurance of annuals, perennials, and shrubs that are the absolute cream of the crop. Find Proven Winners at Home Depot, Rockin' E Country Store, Laura Kay's Garden Centre, Cook's Farm and Greenhouse.
The help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. It's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
All right, now I'm not going to guarantee you can get this kind of service at every Home Depot, but we sort of had drive-up service here a minute ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we just saw a young lady unloading her plant. We were unloading the planters from her car, and we're going to plant them up while she goes parks, it looks like.
Yeah, and then load them right back into the back of the car. That's nice service. Here for Container Fest, going on till 2 this afternoon at all Home Depot locations, but we're in Riverton at 134 South and Bangor Highway. Let's go to Sandy. Earl's on the line there. Earl, you're on with Tom Bettis. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I have a question regarding, I aerated my lawn, and I have got pre-emergent mixed in there, and I've got some ammonia sulfate on it as well. What I'm wanting to do is till those plugs into my vegetable garden, and I'm wondering if that's a good idea.
If you want to rake those up and till them into your vegetable garden, that would be fine. However, I recommend leaving them right on the lawn and letting the rain and your mower redistribute that soil and thatch back out. Those plugs have, in the soil, microorganisms that as they break down, get into the thatch layer, and they'll actually help break down organic matter in that thatch layer much more quickly than if you were to rake them off. But if you want to, you're not going to do any serious harm.
Okay. Well, that helps me a great deal, then. And that's all I had.
Well, all thank right. you.
Earl, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Lori in Lehigh. Hi there.
Yes, I have an area in my flower garden that gets shade in the morning and afternoon, but just a little bit of sun in the afternoon. And all the perennials I keep finding just say morning sun and afternoon shade. What are some suggestions for afternoon sunshine?
There are several things that will tolerate a little bit of shade and sun. You might look at perennial geranium.
Okay.
There's ground cover forms, and also individuals will get 2 or 3 feet high depending on the varieties. You could look at Shasta daisies. There are several good varieties of those that will go in with a little bit of sun or shade and then afternoon sun. Boy, there's a lot of them out there. Brian, do you have any other suggestions on what you would do?
I'm wondering, what time does it get the sun? How long does it actually see sun?
2 to 6.
Okay. Yeah. That's the problem is that's a pretty intense sunlight. So you probably get by with a lot of full sun perennials even. You might want to try them there. But then look for part shade varieties. Things like even hosta can do well there if they're well watered and they don't dry out too much. Bleeding hearts would be a good one.
Bleeding hearts would die out toward when the it got too hot, but they would be a good one. On the even coral bell, as long as you did green coral bells, those would be a good one that would go well there too.
The heuchera is the botanical for coral bells.
The green ones you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't do the colored ones because those do require more shade.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I should mention that there are three or four perennial publications up on the KSL Greenhouse site. We've posted over the last couple of weeks, and so if you wanted to refer to those, there is one for drought-hardy perennials, one for easy perennials, and one for shade perennials that you might read through that also give you a lot of good suggestions. So that's just on the KSL Greenhouse page.
Yeah, so go to KSL.com, click on radio at the top of the page, and then over to the Greenhouse page, and you'll be able to find and actually print out all of that information. Let's see if we can squeeze Lynette in here from Clinton before we take our break for news. Are you there, Lynette?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I have on my trees what looks like moss, only it's gold. And I'm wondering, I've seen places where it's taken over the trees. I'm wondering, what can I do to get rid of this?
Is it growing up from the ground?
Yeah, I think so. It's on the lower part of the tree anyway.
Is it viney?
No. No, it looks like moss, only it's a yellow gold color.
It very well could be another species of moss on there. Is the tree damaged at all?
No.
From it? If you don't like it, the best thing you could do if you don't want to look at it is just go ahead and gently scrape it off the bark without damaging the tree.
Okay.
Otherwise, if it's just there because it's kind of a protected spot, if you left it alone, you'd be okay.
Okay. And it will eventually go away, or it will take over
it
the tree?
It may or may not. It shouldn't take over the tree. But again, if it's just like moss that would grow on a tree in the forest, there's nothing to worry about. That's why I was trying to figure out if it was a plant called field daughter or maybe a fungus coming out of the tree. But if it's just moss and scrapes off, the tree's healthy. I don't know that it's too much to worry about.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Lynette, thanks, and that'll clear a line in our Davis and Weber County area at 670-5751. But we've got lines open, and we head to the final half hour of this week's Greenhouse. So if you have a question, don't wait. While we check up on the news with Dan, give us a call in Salt Lake City at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Utah County, 470-5751, and Davis and Weber County, 670-5751. Wendy's coming up in West Valley, and your call's next on the KSL Greenhouse, live today at Container Fest at any Home Depot, but we're broadcasting till the top of the hour in Riverton at 134 South and Bangor Highway.
At first I thought I was just tired, but I lost interest in all the things that used to excite me. Life lost all of its color, and I just felt so empty all the time. When I finally decided to call Salt Lake Behavioral Health, that was the turning point. They did more than just listen. They gave me my life back.
I'm not sure which feelings are mine and which ones are the drugs. My doctor prescribed them, but do I really still need them? Or is this what addiction feels like?
Are you struggling with depression or chemical dependency? There is hope. At Salt Lake Behavioral Health, you'll find real, compassionate, outstanding people who not only understand, they know how to help. Call Salt Lake Behavioral Health at 801-264-6000 for a free assessment or referral. That's 801-264-6000. With Salt Lake Behavioral Health, life can change for the better.
10:31 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. This hour's top story is a developing news story this morning. Out of West Valley, an early morning shooting at a convenience store. A suspect is being sought. The dead man is 19-year-old Sione Faka Tufafita of West Valley City. The shooting occurred about 1:15 a.m. at a Maverick store on Redwood Road. Fire personnel pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Carl Marino says the suspect was almost injured as he fled the scene.
Witnesses report
reported seeing the suspect run east across Redwood Road. He was almost hit by a car. We'd like to speak to the driver of that car, find out what they remember, what they saw.
Witnesses say the shooter is a male Polynesian wearing a black hoodie over a white t-shirt and dark jeans. If you know who the driver is, or if you know anything about the suspect, please contact Salt Lake City Police. Missing drugs, money, and other mishandled evidence, West Valley City leaders say an investigation has found that one or two officers in the city's narcotics unit failed to pass evidence through proper channels. West Valley City Manager Wayne Pyle.
We do find that we may have instances of missing drugs and money.
Pyle also says in addition to mishandled evidence, there are questions concerning police use of confidential informants and GPS trackers that violated department policy. Salt Lake County Attorney Sim Gill says in addition to 19 cases that have already been dismissed, suspects may also walk in hundreds of other criminal cases. Reaction to findings of wrongdoing in the West Valley Police Narcotics Unit. Defense Attorney Greg Scordas says police work can be a messy business.
Officers, especially undercover officers, get a little, I don't know what you call it, loose. They get a little relaxed in the way that they handle things. And they may not just log the evidence in every day you want it to be.
West Valley City leaders say the results of the internal investigation have been turned over to the FBI. Coming up on KSL News Radio, a good day to be outdoors so far. We'll tell you what's coming up in the KSL weather forecast. KSL News Time, 10:33.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's finally here, our Ultra Mega Super Deluxe Spring Blowout Sale on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. We have demo models, open box, scratch indents for up to 50% off the original prices. Got an old clunky computer? No problem. We'll buy it from you and apply it towards your computer. We even transfer all your information and old data for free with our exclusive lifetime service guarantee. That means if you get a virus or spyware, or if your Windows gets completely obliterated, you're covered forever. And to make it extra sweet, we're offering your choice of zero down, zero interest for a year of financing, OAC, minimum payment required, or 90 days, same as cash, no credit check financing. Your job is your credit. So get into any one of our locations right now, or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really love you!
Well, hi, neighbor. What are you doing with those pansies? They're so large and lush.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I was driving by and I had to stop and see how you got your lettuce so healthy.
Oh, it's so easy. All you do is...
You, down there, just spotted your exceptional asparagus plants. Please advise on growing procedure.
I said, all you do is...
Break it up, nothing to see here. Except this lawn. Ma'am, I'm going to need you to tell me how you got it so green.
I give everything in my lawn and garden the same thing. I use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost. It gives my soil the nutrients to grow grass and plants like crazy.
Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, huh? Thank you, ma'am. Now, everyone, to the store.
Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the only Rodale-certified organic compost produced in Utah, and the official compost of Thanksgiving Point Gardens, one of the most beautiful gardens anywhere. You'll get great results with no chemicals, so it's safe for use around children and pets. Visit Oakdale.com to find out where you can purchase Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost.
Rocket into the digital age with breaking real-time information from the web. The Browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. A nice drive around the valley. If you see any problems, let me know in the newsroom, 801-575-6397. Maybe some evening showers in the meantime. 65 the high, 36 the low. Maybe some snow by Sunday night and even until Monday, with cooler temperatures moving in. Attend the free Safe Kids Day Fair Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Weber County Fairgrounds in Ogden. Learn more at WeberMorganHealth.org. In Salt Lake, 59 degrees at 10:36. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The
KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Headed down the home stretch, as we always like to say here, as we continue our broadcast from Container Fest. And real quick, just want to remind everybody that you've got till 2 this afternoon. We'll be broadcasting only till the top of the hour in our usual time slot here for the greenhouse, but they'll be continuing to plant your planters and your hanging baskets until 2 this afternoon at all Home Depots, and they will provide the Scotts soil for free. You just need to get your pots out there. If you buy the pot here, they've got plenty to choose from. Matter of fact, it's one of the things, Brian, that I've really been interested to see year after year. They just seem to get bigger and better selections of pots and planters.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as Container Fest continues to grow, we've been doing this for 5 years now with Home Depot. As it grows, we're able to bring more product in as we get more business and more selection of plants. The Home Depot keeps bringing in more pots, keeping up with new color trends and styles. And a lot of the pot manufacturing coming out of China is really come of age. And you're seeing them using fiberglass and concrete mixes to make lightweight pots that look like real stone or real ceramic. And we've got all those available for you.
And today, I think it's being powered a lot, Teuton, by this movement to have outdoor living space where you can extend your living area and, you know, get out and barbecue or have a fire pit or whatever you do with your family.
It is. Utah's becoming a lot more urban, and there's just a natural psychological need for the greenery, the outdoors, and one way to do that is with these sorts of pots. And I've read studies and things that we actually have a need to be outside, and we have a want to just see basically the forest, and we do anything we can to do that. And this is, it's great.
Yeah, just get out and recharge the battery here in your own backyard, which is nice. Wendy in West Valley has been waiting on the line and joins us next. Hi, Wendy.
Hello. My daughter last year gave me a peach tree for Mother's Day. So we planted it last year, haven't done anything with it, and wondering if it is too late to prune it this year.
Has it blossomed yet?
Yes, it is blossoming right now.
If you wanted to prune it, you're not going to kill it. It's not the ideal time. It will have all your tree cover. And so if you are going to prune it, go ahead and do it sooner than later.
Okay. If I was watching the videos on how to do it, I'm telling my husband, he says, you mean you cut the middle part out off the top? And it's like, yeah, that's what the video shows.
Yes, the peaches you prune with what's called an open vase system.
Yeah.
To where you have four or five branches coming out at an angle and leave that center open. The reason you do that is so that you can open that up and get more sunlight into the fruit.
How long does it take to get it trained so that the fruit won't break the branches? Because right now they're still pretty little branches.
Well, you don't want to take any fruit off of the tree for the first 3 years, and so those blossoms, you'd actually pick them all off,
okay,
or the small fruit, so that the tree will put more energy into branch growth and root growth. And then about 3 years down the road, you can start taking fruit off. But with pruning, your goal is to have those branches short enough and thin the fruit so you have about one peach for every foot of branch so you don't snap the branches under heavy load.
All righty. We will get it done this weekend then.
All right. Hey, get out there and get something done. Thank you, Wendy. And that'll clear another local line at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. We were just having that conversation with one of our great listeners, longtime listeners, who brought the husband along so that you could tell him that he needed to fertilize the apple trees. And you explained it can sometimes take a while.
Yes, especially apples and pears. You know, usually they'll start to bear a little sooner, but you can wait 5 to 10 years before those apples will actually come into production.
And sometimes that's not a bad thing because you want the structure of that tree to grow so that it can support the fruit you want later.
Yes, and folks are always so excited to get that fruit off the tree that unfortunately you do need to pull it off for 3-4 years sometimes to let that tree get established before you start taking a full harvest. And even then you need to thin for the duration of the lifespan of the tree so that you don't snap the branches out,
yeah,
in the late summer.
And we get lots of calls like that. Hey, we have plenty of fruit, but they're all so small. What am I doing wrong? That's the reason. You need to do some thinning and some pruning. All right, Al in Salt Lake City, welcome into the KSL Greenhouse.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead with your question.
Okay. I've got some lilac bushes, and I want to find out when is the lilacs peak for their flowering, and is there anything I can give them ahead of time to kind of make them look better?
The lilac's peak flowering is usually right around Mother's Day. Depending on the year, it'll be within a week or two of Mother's Day, excuse me, the hiccups. And so right now, if you wanted to put a little nitrogen fertilizer or 16-16-16 down, you could do that, and it may improve things a bit. But those flower buds are formed the previous year. So the flowers you're seeing this year, those buds were formed last year. And so it's important to keep those shrubs healthy throughout the season to maximize the flowers.
When's a good time to start fertilizing in the fall?
Before they leaf out is the most important time if you need to.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time.
All right, Al, thank you. And again, that's a local line that's open at 575-8255. And is it Tim or Jim that's on the line next? Help me out.
Tim.
All right. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. We have a local green waste facility here. And then they take that, grind it up, and mix it with the solid waste from the sewer plant, and then sell that as compost down there. And I was wondering if it was too high in sodium to actually use, or because I'd heard that from somebody else that maybe it had too much sodium in it.
Well, it's most likely not sodium. You're probably just more just general salts. And it's not that the sewer districts or the green waste facilities are notorious for this. Any mulch that you buy, any compost that you buy, that has manure in it, whether it comes from us or animals, is potentially going to be high in salt. And so when you put that down, if it's animal-based, the ideal time is actually in the fall, so it has all winter to leach through the soil. But if you're doing it now, put about 2 inches down, till it in 6 inches deep, and then water a few times to flush those salts through if they happen to be there. But I've used the Green Waste Facility mulch quite often, and I've always had good success knowing that I may need to just leach a few things through. But that goes with, it doesn't matter if it comes from a garden center or the green waste, that's just a smart thing to do.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call. Randy, let's get you in here before we take our next break. Hi.
Yes. I've got some large pine trees on my property, and they seem to continually drop large needles all the time. I'm wondering if the tree is stressed. I know that I've been spraying them the last couple of years for a little bit of a black spot that they get on limbs on the north side during the year, but I'm wondering if I think they're getting plenty of water. Have I got a fertilizer problem here?
Do the trees look healthy otherwise?
They have looked healthy in the past, but lately they just haven't been looking the same. And that's
if
why
you're
treating it for the black spots.
If you were seeing those black spots, you could have pine needle scale. And if you can, get a sample of that into your local extension office so they can look at it. Because if you have that pine needle scale in there's a white and a black version of it, you will need to treat to get rid of it, because they will eventually, it might take 5 or 10 years, they can eventually take down the tree.
And at first blush, it just looks like it's, a discoloration of the needle, when in fact, under a microscope or something, you'd be able to tell.
Yes, and you can tell very quickly. All the extension offices will have somebody trained to look at that, and if they can't figure it out, they can get it to campus for the microbiologist to look at. But that's the first thing I would do.
Okay, quick question. I failed to trim a couple of my fruit trees in the fall. Is it too late to do it now?
You're fortunate that you failed to trim them in the fall. Now's the ideal time to do it.
Okay.
And go ahead and get that done. It's getting a little late, but the trees will recover just fine. And just remember, don't take more than about 25% of the limbs out.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Randy, thanks. And I just want to add this in here again, that this is really the last chance to get your pre-emergent down. Because
the soil is warming up, and the crabgrass, the foxtail, other weedy grasses will start to germinate within a few weeks. So,
and you'll be asking, why didn't my pre-emergent work? Well, they've already started to germinate. So make sure you get that done this weekend. Mother Nature is going to help you water it in. The other thing is, as the leaves are starting to pop out on some of the trees, you see them greening up, now's the time to get that iron down.
Chelated iron, get it down this weekend if you can, or very soon.
So those two things, if you have nothing else to take care of this weekend, I would say get those two things done, and that's going to help eliminate some of the phone calls to us later in the season. Not that we don't like hearing from you, but it will take care of some of those problems. I want to finish up with Container Fest here, Brian, because I don't want to be squeezed too close at the top of the hour. There's a reason why Container Fest happens this time of year, and it is because the cooler temperatures are going to help your plants get off to a good start.
It is, and because you can take care of those if we happen to have a late frost. So plant your get your containers planted now, and then if it freezes or gets cool on them, or we get some thunderstorms or hailstorms or snowstorms coming through, you can take them into the garage for the night and protect them, and then put them back out when the sun comes back out.
Yeah. How many years have we been doing this?
5 years.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
It's encouraging to me year after year to see more and more people bringing their own hanging baskets and their own pots back in that they probably purchased at the very first or second Container Fest, and now just bring it out so they can get their free soil and get that start to the season.
It's such a huge value. You know, the soil can be 25% of the planter, and the pot another 25%. So you're getting these things for less than half price in a lot of cases.
I wanted to bring up that soil, because it's not a good idea to recycle that soil from year to year. It breaks down, it potentially gets diseases, and you're getting the soil for free.
Exactly. You know, we're giving away a great Scott's soil today, but they have even better ones too. If you want to go ahead and purchase, I use their Scott's Moisture Control Soil, and that helps keep it watered through those summer months. We talked about plants petering out later in the summer. The moisture control uses coconut core and a polymer that actually holds water and slowly releases it. You can go for a few days missing a watering, and I do that with my own planters when I forget. You know, we all get busy. It keeps those planters looking good if you upgrade and use those premium soils.
Yeah, and the deal they've got on these flowers, these plants, are just unbelievable. We told you about the Bacopa starts, 3 for just $1. And if you want a good example of what those Bacopa can look like in yours with 3 plants in a planter in a 12-inch hanging basket, come by the Home Depot here in Riverton and take a look at the one we've got hanging on our
Yeah, we've got these finished planters available for sale at all Home Depots, and you can see how big that Bacopa gets. And I should mention, Tim, I didn't mention earlier, in addition to the Bacopa starts that we have at every Home Depot, 3 for $1,
yeah,
we have a few fuchsias here at Riverton. So just at this location at the Riverton Home Depot, 3 for $1 fuchsia starts as well.
All right, it's Container Fest till 2 this afternoon. We're at the Riverton Home Depot till the top of the hour at 134 South Bangor Highway.
Get with the program this year, IFA's four-step fertilizer program. Now is the time to apply IFA Step 1 Crabgrass and Spurge Preventer with fertilizer for a gorgeous lawn this year. Step 1 is a pre-emergent weed control application that prevents the germination of new weeds and fertilizes your lawn in one easy application. For a limited time only, when you purchase all 4 steps of IFA's 4-step fertilizer program, you'll receive your choice of 3 lawn and garden products valued up to $22.99, absolutely free. We have almost 90 years of experience growing beautiful lawns in the Mountain West. Come ask our lawn and garden experts all your toughest questions today, and let us help you have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. After all, you're only 4 steps away from a picture-perfect lawn. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
You can tell a lot about a home builder by talking with their home buyers, especially after a few years have gone by. Perry Homes has been building the highest quality, value-packed, and energy-efficient homes in the finest locations along the Wasatch Front for decades. But what really matters most is the home buyer's experience. Talk to a Perry Homes home buyer and you'll hear something like this.
All the details that we got with Perry and the workmanship was really incredible for the amount that we paid for the home.
We've loved the quality of cabinets and countertops and the woodwork that we had in our home done by Perry. It's been wonderful.
If you're looking for a home, check out Perry.
Perry Homes is proud to have customers like Aaron and Jennifer tell their story. If you're in the market to find the home of your dreams with the most value and style for your dollar, call Perry Homes at 801-264-8800 or online at perryhomesutah.com and find out why their home buyers gush about the Perry Homes experience. Maybe your Perry Homes story will be next.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizzaiolo melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bike. So I'm gonna need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get the Subway Prado to enjoy the Delicioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizzola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
For the newest way to enjoy Subway every day, try our April featured value. Get the new $3 6-inch select. This month, it's the Black Forest Ham. And get the featured $5 foot-long bacon, egg, and cheese, too. Of course, you can still take your pick of freshly baked bread, tons of crunchy veggies, and sauces. But now, you get it for an even better value. All April long, all day long, starting at 7 a.m. So what you waiting for? Subway. Eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Nutrimulch reminds you that the First Amendment to your soil's constitution should always be Nutrimulch. You see, without this important amendment, you would never get to the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms full of produce away from your garden to protect your family's security. Nutrimulch gives us all the freedom from progressive soil deterioration. Nutrimulch gives us the freedom to use less water. Nutrimulch provides freedom to be more productive. E Pluribus Nutrimulch. Nutrimulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutrimulch.com. Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutrimulch.com.
All right, we've got about four and a half minutes only to finish out the show, so let's get right to the phones here. Sean and Sandy, your turn, go.
Hey, I have a Japanese maple in my flower bed, and it seemed to be struggling quite a bit. Didn't have the foliage that it normally would have, and there were some branches that were dying on it late in the fall. So I'm wondering what I can do to help it out.
How much sun does the maple get?
It's at most, it's intermittent sun. It's pretty shaded. It's in the afternoon. It's probably an hour at the most.
Then was it a lace leaf maple or just one of the standard leaf types?
Standard leaf, I think.
The Japanese maples are just very sensitive, and no matter how much you try every once in a while, they just don't work. And the next one you try works really well. One variety that you might try that seems to be a little bit more adapted to our arid climate is called Blood Good Japanese Maple. It's a red leaf variety. And it should be available at almost any garden center or, you know, Lowe's, Home Depot. But Blood Good Japanese Maple.
Okay. Anything I can do in the meantime to try to save this one?
Maybe a little bit of fertilizer, but be patient and see what branches out.
Are they pretty sensitive to being overwatered?
Very.
They're sensitive to everything, unfortunately.
Yeah. On any maple, if you overwater it, that's a great way to kill them, as they do not tolerate too much water.
Okay, good to know. All right, thank you very much.
All right, Sean, thanks. But it was the Japanese maple, right?
It was.
And, man, placement, amount of sunshine and shade and heat and water and you name it.
Yeah, they're sensitive plants for our climate.
They're beautiful trees. Mildred in West Jordan, hi there.
My mother-in-law gave my husband what she said was onions, and they turn out to be tulips. And they're taking up precious garden space. When can I move them and take them out so I don't harm them?
You're going to have to wait for them to go dormant, so it will probably be mid-June to late June. Let those leaves die back. Once they start to turn yellow and brown, you can go ahead and cut those off and dig them and move them.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mildred, thanks. Deanne in Morgan, hi there. Are you there, Deanne? All right, give me Carrie and Orem then. Carrie, welcome into the KSL Greenhouse. We're short on time.
Thank you so much. I have a shrub, a laurel. I have two of them. They're over 15 years old. They're beautiful, except my dear family member helped me in the yard last fall and trimmed it down. And now one of them is dying, the one she trimmed. And probably it's about 20-30% dead. And she came by the other day and said, "What happened to your laurel?" And I kind of, "Don't you remember trimming it?" And she said, "That should not cause it to die." But she trimmed it way down.
Yeah, it depends on how much you trim it, probably.
It does. And about all you can do at this point is hopefully it grows back. And it's another one of those things, a little bit of fertilizer, and it's just a matter of patience to see what happens, because if it contracted a fungal disease or something, there's not much you can do.
Yep, we apologize. We are out of time. Don't forget Container Fest, any Home Depot near you till 2 this afternoon. Take advantage of the great deals today. And, Ton, I'll be on the road next week. Maria will be filling in with you.
Great.
And you'll be out at Staker Parsons. Stay right there. The Matt Townsend Show is next.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life,
your health.
The end is near. These are the final days to take advantage of the original free labor sale at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Incredible savings on quality carpet, plus free labor, free interest for a year OAC, and our lifetime labor guarantee. For unbeatable savings on your new carpet, it's the genuine free labor sale now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. But remember, this sale absolutely ends at close of business on Monday, April 15th. For the store nearest you, check online at ogdensflooring.com. It's almost over. The original free labor sale at Ogden's Flooring and Design must end on Monday, April 15th. This is your final chance for incredible savings on quality carpet, plus free labor, free interest for a year, OAC, and our lifetime labor guarantee. For unbeatable savings on your new carpet, it's the genuine free labor sale now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. But remember, this sale absolutely ends at the close of business on Monday, April 15th. For the store nearest you, check online at ogdensflooring.com.
Do you want the best-tasting, most nutritional vegetables from your garden this year? Miller Companies continues their tradition providing Utah with their high-quality Blue Ribbon products with their all-organic Miller's A to Z plant food and Miller Grow Compost Tea. Miller's A to Z mix is loaded with all the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals for all your organic gardening and landscaping needs. Use it when you plant vegetables, herbs, flowers, trees, or shrubs. Continue to maintain the healthiest yard on the block with Miller's Compost Tea. This amazing product encourages healthy, lush plants and can even help revive a struggling plant while helping to rid the soil of nasty toxins. With Miller's A to Z mix and Miller Grow Compost Tea, you'll be the envy of the neighborhood with healthy plants and fewer pests. Check out all of Miller's top quality products at MillerCompaniesLC.com. You can purchase Miller's A to Z and liquid compost at Vineyard Garden, Valley Nursery, Olson's Garden Shop, or any independent garden center. Grow the organic way with Miller's.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.